Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraic, you mentioned the All-Stars earlier. The level of excitement on this, I was reading Martin Brahney in the Irish Independent earlier this week. He says apathy abounds except for players and that the All-Stars need an overhaul.
Yeah, and Martin has been involved in a few committees over the years selecting All-Stars, so he's well positioned to comment. I suppose there's a tendency in recent years that the All-Ireland finalists have dominated the selection, and that continues this year. But I suppose there's a tradition involved that is maintained, and RTÉ will be broadcasting the banquet tomorrow night. And the news this morning is that Tipperary dominate anyway, which you were happy about.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, 7 on the hurling team. And no Limerick player and a first dub on the team as well. The football team will be announced tomorrow night at a black tie banquet at the RDS. Our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey, is with us. Good morning, Marty.
Morning, Pádraig.
Well, just run us through, Marty, the key details on this hurling team, which is, as we said, is fresh from the presses.
Absolutely. Well, there are 5 counties represented on the 2025 PWC Hurling All-Stars. 7 for Tipperary, 2 for Kilkenny, 4 for Cork, 1 for Galway and 1 for Dublin. And interestingly, there are 10 first-timers, which is the largest since 2013. Rhys Shelley, who didn't actually play in the beginning of the Munster Championship, but when he came on against Clare, when he was selected against Clare in the Cusick Park encounter, he certainly made a huge impression as Tipperary went from there to win the All-Ireland. He was the unanimous choice as goalkeeper. Hugh Lawler wins his third All-Star at full-back, Kilkenny man, and he's joined by Martin Keown at top of the right. He follows in his father's footsteps, Liam, who won an All-Star back in 1997. 4 of the defence are first-timers, All-Stars, Robert Doyle, Owen Connolly, Tipperary, Sean O'Donoghue and Kieran Joyce of Cork. While Ronan Maher, an outstanding hurler, wins his third All-Star, he's named at centre-half back. Dara Fitzgibbon scored 16 points in the championship and is recognised by the All-Star selectors, as is Galway's Cathal Mannion. He's the only representative from Galway, actually. He scored 267 in the championship and was really the rock right through the championship for Galway. Jake Morris becomes the 1,600 All-Star awarded since Offaly's goalkeeper Damien Martin became the very first All-Star back in 1971. Andrew Ormond won 2 Man of the Match awards on the Sunday game during the championship. He scored 215 all through the summer campaign, and he's awarded with his first All-Star at centre-half forward. And just to comment there on what you were saying about Martin Brenny, Keane O'Sullivan from the St. Bridget's Club in Dublin. Dublin didn't get to the All-Ireland final. They did shock Limerick, as you'll recall, Pádraig, in the championship with that historic day for the Dubs when they defeated Limerick. But Keane O'Sullivan scored 522 from play, and the St. Bridget's man becomes Dublin's first All-Star in 12 years. John McGrath is back on the All-Star team. He won his first All-Star in 2016. He's back at full forward 9 years later, having scored 7-16 in the championship, and particularly will be remembered those goals in the All-Ireland final. While Brian Hayes from the St. Finbarr's Club in Cork, a dual star indeed with his club, was being outstanding, scoring 5-9. And of course, Jake Morris, John McGrath and Brian Hayes are all nominated for Hurler and Young Hurler of the Year, and the Young Hurler of the Year will all be announced tomorrow night live on the TV. Tomorrow night, the Football All-Stars will be announced live on RTE. Our programme begins at 7:30. Questions: how many All-Stars will Kerry get, having won the league, the Munster Championship and the All-Ireland? Donegal, will Loud be represented after winning their first Leinster Championship since 1957? So lots of interesting topics, lots of backstories. And all will be revealed tomorrow night on RTÉ1 at 7:30.
Will Meath get one, Marty?
I should have known that question was coming.
All-Ireland semi-finals, come on.
Well, you know, the Royals had a great season and they showed great potential, having lost that Leinster final to Louth. And certainly their quality of football has been outstanding. I wouldn't be surprised if they got recognised by the All-Star selectors this year, but who knows?
You ran long enough to remember who sponsored the All-Stars when they started.
Yes, and he had very strong connections with my own county of Clare. So, yeah, there's a great fondness in between Clare and Meath. So, yeah, you're bringing me back in time. But yes, there is a strong connection between the Royals and the Banner.
Great. You'd have to get your own podcast. We have to move on here. But Marty, thank you. Looking forward to tomorrow night's broadcast. Champions League headlines. Manchester City continue their unbeaten start in the Champions League with a straightforward 4-1 win over Borussia Dortmund. After their long journey to the edge of Europe, Chelsea were held to a disappointing 2-2 draw by Karabakh in Azerbaijan, while goals from Dan Byrne and Joe Linton helped Newcastle East to a 2-0 victory over Bilbao. Two League of Ireland sides continue their European campaigns tonight in the Conference League. Shelburne take on Drita of Kosovo at Tallaght Stadium, and Shamrock Rovers are in Greece to face AEK Athens. Rovers will line out without their rising star Michael Noonan, who's in Qatar with the Irish under-17s at the World Cup. Noonan found the net and was named man of the match in yesterday's 4-1 victory over Panama. Next up will be Uzbekistan on Saturday afternoon, when victory for Ireland would book their place in the last 32 of the tournament. At the Abu Dhabi Golf Championship, Shane Lowry is 7 under par after 16 holes. He's in a share of second place, one shot behind the joint leaders Richard Stearney and Tommy Fleetwood. Rory McIlroy is 4 under par after 11 holes. McIlroy has revealed that he's received an email from the chief executive of the PGA of America to apologise for the abuse he and his wife Erica received from rowdy American fans at the Ryder Cup. Ireland head coach Andy Farrell will announce his starting 15 to play Japan on Saturday later this morning. Full details, once the team is announced, will be available online at rte.ie/sport and on the RTE News app. And in racing, Ile Te Tomp will be looking to book his ticket to next month's Tingle Creek Chase when he starts as favourite for this afternoon's Clonmel Oil Chase.